We continue with our daily learning, personal growth, and character development. We are in the Orchos Tzadikim Shar HaSimcha, the Gate of Happiness. We're thankful to our generous Hashkafa Gems sponsor, Dr. Charles and Maureen Ovitzky, who sponsored this morning's learning commemoration of the yahrzeit of Chuck's beloved father, Erwin Ovitzky, Yisrael Zev ben Pinchas Halevi. His neshama should have an aliyah, and it should be a merit, a schus for the entire family. The author of the Orchos Tzadikim points out that the Pasuk in Mishlei and Proverbs, chapter 17, Pasuk 22, Yud Zayin Chaf Beis, tells us, Lev Sameach Yetiv Geha, which means a happy heart is a healing as medicine. And the explanation the commentaries teach with regards to how to understand what it means a happy heart is a healing as an elixir, as a refuah, as a medicine, is that we understand in this Pasuk, Shlomo Melech teaches that a person's mental and emotional state have a physiological effect on his body. And some of the writings of the Ralbag where he explains that a happy heart actually helps to regulate blood circulation, body temperature, which of course we all know are vital components of a person's overall well-being and a person's body's health. So we understand that there's a great relationship between the actual effect of a person's happiness, a person's well-being, on the rest of their body, on their overall health. And sadness, a broken spirit, when a person is despondent and feels depressed, they have adverse effects on a person's bones and body temperature, overall well-being. The Mitzvah David writes that clearly what we understand, that happiness is a remedy for physical ailments. And while we know that the detriment of a person's sadness affects their body, also, of course, conversely, a person's happiness. So just, it's not just the season to be happy, but the value add of being happy is manifest in how you actually feel physically. Now, we know that the positive results for a happy person himself, just think about what you can do for other people who are physically ill. So, for example, when you visit the ill, you visit the sick, or you phone call the sick, or you send an email, text message to someone who's ill, it's certainly wonderful in and of itself. But if we devise a plan to make them happy, not only helps improve that person's mood, but actually facilitates the healing process, which we understand is extraordinary, thinking about not only is it that you're uplifting that person's mood, but you're actually, as the Gemara says, making it such that there's a percentage of their illness, of their ailing, which is diminished and is no longer. It elevates the mitzvah of Bikur Cholam, the mitzvah of visiting the ill, by obvious, like immeasurable amounts, by leaps, by bounds, because you're prescribing and administering medication. You don't have to be a pharmacist, you don't have to be a doctor, you don't have to be a nurse. You can be one who administers medication that is guaranteed to work. Now imagine the merit of performing this mitzvah in that manner. It's not just that you're just the mood uplifter, but you're actually now the distributor and dispenser of medication that's going to help remedy the person's body. So think about what it does for others, and certainly think about what it does for you. The value, the midah of simcha, we should be zocha to misha nichnas adar besimcha, celebrate the Yom Tov, the celebration of Purim, feeling a true simcha, real happiness that will permeate and be the essence of our own well-being, physical, emotional, spiritual, social, and in that way we'll be zocha to geula shleima b'mehera v'yameinu, amen.